the if there's anybody who has to leave and is not going to stay for the discussion, then this would be the good time to do that. I'm just going to invite Pierre and Vincent to join me. On va se mettre comme ça? Okay. Alors, can everybody hear me okay? Robert, can you hear me? Okay. Ça va derrière là? Oui? Okay. Voilà. Donc, cette discussion, on a décidé de faire une sorte de feuille de route, juste pour qu'il y ait une structure. Donc, je vais juste dire deux mots. Hein? Mais c'est pas très rigide. Hein? So we agreed between the three of us, or maybe just because I'm a teacher, I don't know, that we would have a kind of a route map for the discussion. So we're just going to go over a few kind of general things and then talk about the film a bit more precisely, and then obviously open it up to discussion. So, Pierre, donc pour commencer, j'avais proposé trois mots clés. Donc, cultiver, habiter et filmer par rapport à votre méthode ou votre démarche, votre approche du cinéma. Okay? Et donc, on va prendre ces trois termes juste pour donner une idée rapide, une sorte d'esquisse rapide de comment vous abordez le cinéma. Okay? So, there are really three key terms, in terms of just having a kind of general picture of Pierre's work, into which we can then think about Vatoto. There's a really nice little book here of interviews with Pierre and Cyril Nera, and it's called Cultiver, Habiter, Filmer. Okay, so there was, I thought if we could take those three key words, the idea of working the land, working in agriculture, habiter, so living in one place, staying in one place, remaining in one place, and obviously filmer, to make films, to make art, in that very particular context. So, Pierre, donc, est-ce que vous pourriez juste commencer, pour que les gens comprennent un peu votre démarche, à un certain moment de votre vie, vous avez décidé d'être à la fois ce qu'on appelle un ouvrier agricole, et en même temps, faire des films, développer votre travail artistique. OK? Donc, je vais vous demander de dire quelques mots là-dessus. So, what is really important in terms of Pierre's profile is that he decided at a certain point that he wanted to be a worker, an agricultural worker, a farm worker, as well as a filmmaker. And so I'm just going to ask him to explain about that decision, which was made relatively young, to combine these two activities. So not just to do one or the other, but to actually combine those two. Because in a sense, this is part of Vatoto, and it's part of the other films that you've made. Donc, est-ce que vous pourriez juste dire quelques mots sur cette décision, cette démarche?
Alors, je peux peut-être remonter un peu plus tôt.
Bientôt, bien sûr, oui.
Donc,
je vais un peu further back in time.
Donc, je quitte l'école très tôt, à 15 ans.
Ok, so Pierre left school at 15.
C'est pourquoi je ne parle pas anglais et que je n'ai pas récupéré le temps perdu.
Which explains why he doesn't speak English, supposedly. But I think
et
it's a bit of modesty.
J'ai été récupéré par les Beaux-Arts.
Ok, and then he went to art school a bit later on. And I think that's actually quite an interesting thing when we're in Birkbeck here, that, you know, someone didn't get on with school, but then came to art school and something new, they knew, il y avait de nouvelles possibilités à ce moment-là.
Et après les Beaux-Arts, en fait, je me suis retrouvé devant un petit dilemme, à savoir l'art ou la vie.
Okay, so coming out of art school, he felt he had a decision to make, art or life. So it's like one or the other.
Tous mes amis sont partis à Paris.
All his friends went off to Paris, as you can imagine.
Pour continuer des études.
Il faut dire que c'était au Havre.
Oui, c'est au Havre.
So in Le Havre, which is where you were brought up. C'est là où vous avez grandi.
Non, c'est pas là où j'ai grandi. Je suis allé faire mes études, donc pendant 5 ans, j'ai habité la ville.
Oui.
alors que je venais de la campagne. Et en fait, après les beaux-arts, après l'école, je n'avais qu'un désir qui était peut-être plus fort que celui d'envisager l'art, d'aller vivre à la campagne, là où j'avais vécu enfant.
Okay, so in fact, so Pierre was brought up in the countryside. Going to Le Havre was like going to the big city where he was at art school. And coming out of art school, he felt that it was more important to find, go back to the countryside, to find some kind of life in the countryside, than to go off to Paris, where people naturally went to the bigger cities, particularly Paris, to pursue an artistic career. Well.
Et je ne voulais pas seulement vivre à la campagne, je voulais aussi travailler avec les paysans, avec
right.
les agriculteurs.
Okay. So it wasn't just a question of living in the countryside, but working in the countryside, and therefore this is how it became an agricultural worker.
Chose que j'ai fait, j'ai commencé à travailler en tant que salarié agricole, et mon travail en tant qu'ouvrier agricole a nourri en fait un nouveau travail.
Okay.
Un nouveau sujet, de nouveaux sujets.
Yeah, so this is crucial. This is why I think I want to insist on this. So it was that decision and the fact of then starting to work as a farm worker in various different capacities, and it was out of that that then Pierre felt there was another thing to take it further, which was to then how could he carry on his artistic life in that particular context, with that particular social situation.
Et là j'ai concilier les deux jusqu'à maintenant.
Okay, and then he was able to reconcile those two. Mais réconcilier, mais c'est aussi un travail productif, c'est un rapport productif entre
oui,
les deux.
Oui.
Alors, so it's a creative relationship between those two different functions. Well, that's how it seems to me, anyway.
Je crois que c'est votre deuxième question, Michael. Pour moi, produire des images, faire de l'art, c'est comme cultiver des fleurs, cultiver des légumes, récolter du miel, pour moi, ça fait partie presque d'une même chose.
So for Pierre, it's a similar kind of activity, or even the same activity, to work on the land, to work with plants, to make honey, as it is to make films, to work with images and sounds. C'est le même type de travail.
Oui, pour moi, c'est un même type de travail et surtout une même durée. Je crois que quand on sème une graine, on attend que ça lève, que ça pousse, que ça fasse quelque chose. Pour l'art et les films, c'est pour moi pareil. On a une idée et bon, parce que je suis très patient, on attend que ça évolue. Et Madeleine est un très bon exemple, puisque j'ai voulu la filmer il y a 20 ans. Et qu'elle a d'abord refusé et que
exactement. So there's a temporal dimension to this. So insofar as the idea of planting things and cultivating things and looking after things implies a certain patience and a certain persistence over time, in the same way Pierre's attitude to filmmaking or making art or making films similarly implies this patience, this longue durée, patience et longue durée.
Oui, le temps. Oui.
And time, and I mean, obviously, we're not going to talk about all of the other films that Pierre has made, but it is very, very interesting to grasp this sense of one isn't. Tu fais pas les films parce qu'il faut rendre un film pour tel ou tel festival l'année prochaine.
C'est ça. Et
so, donc, tu prends le temps qu'il faut pour faire un film.
Celui-ci, c'est un an de tournage.
Right. Okay. So that it's not just a question of I've got to make a film by a particular date for a particular festival. It'll take the time that it takes. So I think there's an interesting. It's not just. C'est pas seulement une métaphore. Hein, c'est vraiment à mon avis, c'est une méthode. C'est une,
oui.
c'est une démarche oui. À la fois théorique et pratique. Pour moi.
Oui, c'est une méthode en effet, une pratique, et c'est le seul moyen que le film puisse donner une vraie notion du temps.
Mm.
On ne peut pas artificiellement faire croire que c'est l'été, c'est le printemps, c'est les saisons classiquement 5 semaines de tournage.
And so this is about a certain authenticity in the representation of time that obviously in fiction one can say 5 weeks later, 6 weeks later or whatever, but there's a sense in which what Pierre wants is to bring in the reality of time and duration into the process. And he gave just the example of Madeleine, whom Pierre approached the first time, as is stated in the film, 10, 20 years ago, and it wasn't the right moment. And the right, le bon moment, c'était quand Toto est arrivé dans sa vie. Et puis, puisque Toto est arrivé dans sa vie, dans un sens, ce sujet est rentré dans ta vie en tant qu'artiste. C'est ça. Right. Okay. So in the case of Madeleine, it was the right moment, 10, 20 years later, for this arrival of Toto to change something in her life, which changed something in her attitude towards Pierre, which brought something new into Pierre's life. So there is something, you know, there is a very sort of, you know, profound dimension, ethical dimension or philosophical dimension, even if it's extremely simple. Alors l'autre chose, Pierre, deuxième thème, c'était habiter. Ok, donc là, ce qui m'intéresse aussi, c'est par rapport au temps, c'est le fait que tu as choisi de rester plus ou moins au même endroit, certainement la même région, pendant très longtemps, et avec quelques exceptions près, tous les films se passent dans le même endroit. Okay? So the second idea, the idea of habiter, of living somewhere, of staying somewhere, is also, I think, picking up on this notion of duration, is that Pierre's, with a couple of exceptions, virtually all of Pierre's films have therefore been made in the same place. Okay, so the same, and I don't mean France, I don't even mean Normandy, I mean in a relatively small part of where the places we saw here, Vatteto-sur-Mer, around here. Alors là, cette décision de rester, de demeurer, c'est pas un choix, je sais pas, peut-être que tu dirais que tu pourrais pas faire autrement, mais qu'est-ce que ça apporte à ton travail?
Non, je crois que quand même c'est un choix. Alors il y a un premier choix, c'est de retourner sur les lieux où les choses commencent pour moi, c'est-à-dire malgré tout l'enfance, et que j'ai envie de repartir de là. Et qu'ensuite il va y avoir la rencontre avec Jean Lambert, histoire que tu connais, que peut-être tu peux raconter brièvement, mais donc cette rencontre avec cet homme avec qui je commence un film dans la maison et que je vais finir sans lui après sa mort en pouvant racheter sa maison.
So yeah, one, obviously I'm not going into too much detail, but there's a particular example. It's two things. First of all, Pierre was talking about childhood, that to remain in one place for him was also, in a sense, to start again from the place where from his childhood, and to remain, in a way, faithful to that. So it was a choice. It was a choice, a deliberate choice that he made. And it was also about, therefore, also getting to know certain people, following people through time. And the specific example that Pierre was talking about was Jean Lambert, who was a figure who lived in the house where Pierre now lives, and Pierre got to know Jean Lambert, who was a bit of a loner, a bit of an outsider, not a very easy character. And then Pierre formed a friendship with him, a very, very close friendship. He would go and see him very regularly, drink a lot together, and talk a lot together, listen to music together. And Pierre made two films about Jean Lambert, one whilst he was still alive and one after he had died, after Jean Lambert had died. And at that point, Pierre actually moved into Jean Lambert's house. So it's a kind of a diptych of a portrait in two parts of Jean Lambert. But I think, donc ce que je veux juste dire, c'est que c'est aussi cette idée de fidélité à un certain endroit et de laisser entrer le temps et la durée. Dans ce cas-là, un double portrait. Okay. So just this idea of allowing time into the process, and this very beautiful and quite complex double portrait of Jean Lambert is absolutely a pure product of this sort of method that Pierre has. Et est-ce que tu veux dire deux mots peut-être sur juste un autre exemple, comme je sais pas, le secteur 500, oui. 545
ou, vas-y. Non, parce que je, quand même, pour continuer un peu sur la maison, pour oui, moi, la maison. Du coup, d'abord 20 ans plus tard, puisque ça va faire 20 ans, je je suis chez moi, mais je continue d'être chez lui, chez quelqu'un d'autre, et pour moi c'est très important. Et la maison, pour moi, est une sorte de métaphore du film. Enfin, je vois les films comme des maisons où on habite, où on accueille des gens, et pour moi c'est très lié, quoi, un film et une maison. Et cette maison est devenue aussi presque un studio pour moi.
So Pierre, I just wanted to insist on the fact that the house that where Jean Lambert used to live, for him, Jean Lambert is still there in a sense. He's still part of the house. He's still part of Pierre's life. And in a way, the house, this idea of a house in which different experiences and different people are accumulated, both from the past and the present and into the future, is a metaphor also for filmmaking and for the kind of films that he makes. So there's this sort of multi-layered experience, and même dans le cas de Jean Lambert, c'est presque une sorte de dialogue avec les morts, on dirait, en quelque sorte.
Oui.
Non, c'est trop ça.
Non, c'est pas trop. Enfin, non, c'est pas trop. Je crois que le premier film, La vie après la mort, c'est un film. Un film avec lui qui parle de son absence, et le deuxième film, L'heure du berger, c'est un film sans lui qui parle de sa présence, et c'est une présence en effet fantomatique.
Oui, c'est ça que c'était mon souvenir.
Mais de toute façon, je considère le cinéma et les films comme des réceptacles à fantômes.
Ah, ok. Because I thought I'd gone a bit further. I was saying to Pierre about my recollection of the two Jean Berger films was the sense that there was actually, it was about ghosts almost. Mm-hmm. There was a ghost living in the house, with whom you have a complex relationship, not someone you're scared of, and Pierre, I thought I said something stupid, but Pierre said no, that's okay, and that in many ways he thinks of films as a kind of receptacle for accumulating ghosts in many ways, which I think is quite an interesting way of thinking about not all films, but a certain type of film, and the type of films that Pierre makes. So on va pas parler des autres films, en fait, parce qu'il faut garder un œil sur le temps, peut-être. Mais je pense que l'exemple de Jean Lambert, en fait, c'est ça. J'avais pensé à d'autres films, mais c'est bon. Sauf, je vais juste dire deux mots. So there are other examples. There's a trilogy of films, which in fact are available on DVD. It's called La Trilogie du Pays de Caux. And there's three films, and it's very interesting because in each film, Pierre essentially takes on a different type of job in the region, and it's by taking on that job and through the people and the animals and the places that he meets that a subject for a film emerges. Donc je vais un peu vite. Peut-être t'as compris.
Oui, je comprends. Okay. Ce qui est important, peut-être, c'est que je filme dans le cadre de mon travail en tant qu'ouvrier agricole, c'est-à-dire que je ne suis pas le cinéaste qui filme.
Exactement. J'espère. Yeah, I think it was sufficiently clear, but it's not. Pierre isn't in a kind of a thing of being sort of parachuted into the world of agricultural work. And hey, I'm a filmmaker. Did you know I'm a filmmaker? And as far as he's concerned, he is, he is an agricultural worker. He's going to do the work. He's going to be there. And from that work, from those relationships and from those situations, a film may or may not emerge. En fait, c'est ça. C'est pas. Tu vas peut-être trouver le sujet d'un film ou pas.
Alors, je suis toujours surpris, mais je ne devrais plus l'être. Mais les choses arrivent. Le désir arrive en faisant les choses. Mais c'est jamais l'inverse. Je fais pas une chose pour filmer. Je fais une chose et le désir d'un film.
I think it's an important distinction because, again, it's not like the Pierre goes in with a mission. He says each time he's surprised. So it's a life situation which then produces the possibility of a film. On peut dire ça, je crois. Oui. Ok. Donc, pour passer plus précisément à propos de Watoto, est-ce que tu peux... On va commencer avec Madeleine et Toto, évidemment. Est-ce que tu pourrais juste raconter un petit peu, comme un cas précis, de ta relation avec Madeleine et comment un sujet de film possible est apparu? So just asking Pierre to take the precise example of Toto, the precise example of his relationship with Madeleine, and how in that case, the possibility of a film emerge. So it is actually very important. It's a possibility of a film, and then the film may become something or it may not. Voilà.
Donc je crois que tu as dit que donc Madeleine est une femme que j'ai voulu filmer donc il y a 20 ans, qui refuse. Et puis cet animal arrive comme exactement comme je le raconte dans le film. Elle rentre chez elle et sur le seuil de sa maison est Toto. Et donc elle me propose de filmer. Elle me dit tel que je le dis. Pierre, si vous voulez filmer, la balle est dans votre camp.
Okay. So, in a sense, this is explained in the film, but I think it is important to understand this is exactly what happened. That, so, Pierre had asked Madeleine many, many years ago if he could make a film about her or with her, and she'd always refused. She wasn't interested in cinema or the idea of being an actress or being in front of the camera. And it was only the arrival of Toto, this accident, donc accident,
Un événement.
This arrival of Toto, this abandoned baby boar, that then changed something. And at that point, she said to Pierre, "Well, okay, it's you. La balle est dans votre, so that you, the ball is in your court. If you want to film me, come and film me." Donc à partir de là,
je vais filmer à sa demande.
Ouais.
J'imagine qu'elle veut garder juste une trace de cet événement qui pour elle est un miracle.
So the initial demand wasn't necessarily come and make a film about me, it was just come and film me, and Pierre was saying possibly just to keep some kind of a trace of this miraculous, as Chief saw it, a kind of miraculous thing that had happened in her life, that she was suddenly looking after this abandoned baby boar. So again, il n'y avait pas l'intention de faire un film, il y avait juste le désir de filmer.
Quand elle m'a demandé filmer ouais. Toto, il n'y avait même pas le désir filmé. J'ai vraiment répondu à sa demande. Je ne savais pas du tout où j'allais.
Exactement. C'est ça. Donc, un désir de filmer, mais tu étais prêt, tu étais là pour filmer.
Oui.
Et elle t'a demandé de filmer.
Oui.
Donc, Pierre insiste sur le fait que Madeleine a demandé à lui de filmer.
Il y avait un désir de filmer Madeleine ancien.
Oui, je comprends. Oui.
Et donc j'ai commencé à filmer sans savoir ce que ça allait, où j'allais, avec la caméra sous la main, sans équipe, dans une sorte d'urgence. Et là, en même temps, j'ai commencé à écrire, sans savoir si les images que je filmais servaient à l'écriture ou si, à partir du moment où j'ai commencé à écrire, si l'écriture servait à me donner une orientation sur ce que je filmais.
Okay, so then Pierre was just filming regularly to keep a kind of a record of this experience, this situation, but not necessarily the idea of making a film. However, he did start to write. Donc là, tu écrivais quoi? Une histoire, la possibilité?
J'écrivais un récit.
Un récit.
Qui n'était pas un scénario, non.
Okay, donc c'était un texte littéraire.
Oui,
okay.
Un texte littéraire.
Sur ce qui se passait avec Madeleine?
Sur ce qui se passait
okay.
avec Madeleine.
So in fact, what Pierre did start to do was to write a story. That was just to be a story, not necessarily a scenario or a screenplay, but was a literary text about this story of Madeleine and Toto. Alors, juste très concrètement, ça a duré combien de temps, le filmage?
Le temps où tu
as filmé chez Madeleine.
6 mois.
So 5-6 months. 5-6 months.
Puisque après il est parti.
Okay.
Two years before you started the filming, you said you filmed for 5 weeks.
J'ai écrit pendant 2 ans.
You wrote for two years, and then you filmed 1 week and every month for 1 year. So talking of the time it takes. It was not rushed filming. It took a whole year to film.
Okay. Est-ce que donc, Vincent, so could you talk a little bit about the episode? I mean, you're present in the film, you're present in other films that I've seen. Of Pierre's, and you've made films together as well. I know that. Could you maybe talk a little bit about, as it were, your? I won't use the word. Je vais pas dire épisode parce que ça, c'est, je pense que c'est pas le bon mot. Mais the story of you and your journey to India and the monkeys.
So, as it is said in the film, Pierre hates traveling and belongs to a certain piece, part of land, a small part of land and a community, and he avoids absolutely traveling wherever it is. So when he and we met 14 years ago, and I was an architect, I became a sculptor, and all through my life I have traveled and sketched and visited places alone, taking notes and drawings and so on. So the making of my personality and my work involves traveling, going to places where I am not expected, and I look at things with new eyes. So when we met, I suggested Pierre that we should make a film in India, in Himalaya, where I've been many times. But before then, we found it more reasonable to go to the Shetland Islands, which are not so far, to the most remote island in Shetland, and there we made a film. The next year, it was in Himalaya. For Vatoto, I was teasing him, when do you come again to India? He said, no, I won't come unless I can film monkeys. So I took it very seriously, because on the return from Zanskar Valley, we had stopped in Shimla. That was in 2006, I guess, or 5. And we had seen the monkeys in the town. So I went on my way to remote valleys. I stopped in Shimla again 1 year, then the next year, pretending to make repérage. What is it on anglais, des repérages?
Location.
Shops. Location.
Yeah, location work. Yeah.
Pretending to see the possibility of having him filming monkeys in Shimla. So this is in the film. It is true, except that I was not serving architecture. I'm just sketching. And this is how this Indian part happened to be in the script of the film.
That's extremely helpful, Vincent, because I think this is the other question. So therefore, the story about Le Quai de la Messagerie and your childhood, is that, as it were, a true story, or is that a fiction?
No, it is a true story. Mm-hmm. So, it is a true story, and Pierre was struck when he heard it and didn't forget it. So it became a sort of fantasy, fantasma, mm-hmm. in this film. My fascination with monkeys. So the which is. That part is not true. He is the one who is fascinated with monkeys, not me. But still, I played my role as I should.
Very well.
And the surprise is that he is so familiar with animals that he would attract monkeys. In reality, they are chased away by the people, beaten up. People go around with a stick to get rid of them. But he would attract them. They would come and eat in like he did with the squirrels in Russell Square. He has a gift. So, and this is how it relaxed me. I don't fear animals in general, but I'm not especially attracted. So, he made it all easy.
Yeah.
And including this scene where the monkey comes in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. It was. Nothing was prepared except that he was there with the camera and the sound engineer in the room. I was pretending to sleep, and the monkey came and played a fantastic part.
So but what's interesting there, I think, is that, I mean, obviously one of the things that's fascinating about the film is these, on the one hand, there's this deep sense of reality and authenticity and being in very embedded in, a, in an experience. There is also this desire to tell stories.
Yeah.
So the, in the example you've just given, in a sense, it is it's this desire to tell stories, to recount things, elements of fantasy as well. But a lot of that still has a strong base in reality, and also that doesn't exclude chance.
No. Well, chance, like the story of slaughter of monkeys in the Himachal Pradesh, we just discovered it when we were there. So it was, it comes to strengthen this notion of solidarity with animals.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, the story of the two Ramesh doctors was a surprise. We were trying to get hold of the director to get permission, and the director happens to be Ramesh. They have the same name. So when we come to visit one, they bring us to the other one, and then he wants to act, and he's a real character.
But again, that's interesting, because again, in documentary, people always talk about chance.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they always talk about le hasard, mm-hmm. and where you do bring. Mm-hmm. How does a documentary filmmaker mm-hmm. allow chance into the process? It's one mm-hmm. of the great kind of tropes of when we talk yeah. about documentary, is how do you deal with the unexpected, with chance? Mm-hmm. Is that the beauty of documentary? But it's interesting there that it's also that that openness to the unknown and mm-hmm. to chance is here in a situation where you are telling a story, you're mm-hmm. acting and yeah. Okay, that's super. Donc, Pierre, le troisième fil, je ne veux pas des épisodes, parce que c'est vrai que ce n'est pas des épisodes, mais le troisième fil, c'est l'histoire de Joseph et ses rêves. Okay. Alors, est-ce que tu pourrais juste nous dire quelques mots sur comment cet élément du film est venu? So the third element of the film is obviously the story of Joseph and his dreams, his sleep and his dreams. And I just wanted to ask Pierre to say a little bit about how that element kind of appeared.
Il y a eu un moment, j'ai eu deux idées qui sont devenues des sortes d'enjeux pour le film. Il y a celle des voix, mais on en parlera peut-être après ou pas. Mm-hmm. Et puis l'idée que on ne vit pas une seule chose à la fois.
Mm-hmm.
Au début, je voulais raconter. J'étais parti pour raconter que Toto.
Oui.
Et en fait. Voilà, je me suis dit qu'on ne vivait pas jamais une chose à la fois. Quelque chose peut arriver d'important dans sa vie, mais autre chose peut arriver en même temps.
Okay, je vais traduire.
Oui.
Okay. So what Pierre was saying was that he could have thought about the, let's just make a film about Toto. Let's just focus on one story. But then he felt that in a sense in life one always lives multiple stories. One is always living multiple stories in parallel. And he wanted to bring this in to the structure of the film. And he also alluded to the voices, which we can come back to later maybe, or some of you may want to ask that question yourselves, but it's this doubling of the voices. So you will hear Vincent's voice as Vincent, but also another voice being the voice of Vincent off screen. Donc cette multiplicité d'histoires
Que nous vivons tous, oui. Par exemple, si on tombe amoureux, ce qui est une chose importante dans la vie, en même temps, il peut arriver qu'on perde un ami, un parent, voilà.
Mm-hmm.
Bon, donc la multiplicité, comme tu dis. Donc Vincent et Joseph, voilà.
Mm-hmm.
Voilà
mm-hmm.
ce qui est important pour moi dans la vie au moment où, où arrive Toto.
So Pierre's love for Vincent is obviously and love can be a very strong element in one's life. But it doesn't exclude other relationships, other possibilities. And so this, again, this chance friendship with Joseph, c'était ça, c'était par hasard que tu as rencontré Joseph.
Non, c'est pas par hasard, je l'ai suivi.
Ah oui, tu l'as suivi, ok.
Mais je raconte hasard, tout dans le film.
Donc ça, c'est vrai.
Oui, oui, ça, c'est vrai.
Ok, so
tout est vrai.
I said it was by chance that he met Joseph, and he said, no, I followed him. So it was being, which he explains in the film, but I suppose it's the things in the film which are, as it were, authentic and things which are maybe fabulated to some extent. Donc, ça, et précisément, alors j'ai compris l'idée de multiplicité, mais précisément chez Joseph, et c'est, qu'est-ce qui t'a attiré? So what was it that drew you to Joseph?
Bah, sûrement la même chose que chez Jean Lambert.
So maybe the same thing as Jean Lambert.
Sans doute la solitude.
Loneliness.
La grande solitude.
Yeah.
Voilà.
Et
du coup, la disponibilité. Oui, oui, bien sûr, oui.
Right, so it's being drawn to a man who is alone, very alone, et un peu à l'écart de la société.
Ou... Déclassé.
Oui.
Yeah. Donc un peu à l'écart, quoi. Oui. Comme Jean Lambert. Mm. Right. Okay. So someone who's a slightly sort of marginal to society, alone, and et l'âge aussi, c'est un facteur ou pas?
Oui, sans doute.
Right. Okay.
And là, an older. C'est une psychanalyse.
Hein? Ben non, je fais pas de psychanalyse. Hein? Non, non, non. Non, non.
Oui, oui, bien sûr, on va retrouver.
Sinon, il faut
un
que
peu.
Tu me payes. Si c'est un psychanalyse, il faut payer.
Pour que ça marche, c'est ça.
I was just saying to you, I won't ask him for a bill later. Oui, donc c'était ça la suite. Et pourquoi les rêves alors? Pourquoi c'était ça? C'était
comment?
Why
sont,
the dreams?
Comment sont arrivés les rêves? Bah, les rêves, ils sont quand même bon, ils sont tout le temps dans le film. On ne sait jamais si on est vraiment vraiment dans l'état de veille ou de sommeil.
Mais c'était vraiment
les
rêves,
Je crois que ces rêves sont arrivés avec cette histoire de machine, en fait. Parce que moi, j'ai vu arriver la machine, en fait. Mm-hmm. Quand je l'ai rencontrée, parce que je l'ai filmée, je ne sais pas, 3 ans après notre rencontre.
Okay.
Et puis, j'ai vu arriver cette machine qui était une sorte de possibilité de machine à rêve ou quelque chose comme ça. Peut-être m'avait même il dit quelque chose.
Il y avait Wolfie. Ouais.
Oui.
So,
il a vraiment dormi pour deux jours une fois.
Non.
Non.
Non, mais alors tout à l'heure on parlait de, okay. de vérité, mais à la fois tout est vrai, mais tout est romancé, quoi.
Ouais.
Tout est.
Mais est-ce que c'était vraiment ses rêves ou pas?
Non, ce ne sont pas ses rêves. Okay. Ce sont les rêves de Adolf Wolfli.
Okay. So this is an interesting example again of the mixture of this sort of very sincere desire for a kind of a documentary authenticity, but also a very kind of open, playful attitude to storytelling. So in this case, Pierre's relationship with Joseph, his attraction for Joseph as a character, and then he got to know him and he was filming him over a long period of time before Joseph had to have this machine to help him breathe. And it was really out of that, the idea that it was a dream, it could be a dream machine, a kind of a machine à rêve, that then Pierre introduced this idea of the dream. So the dreams, c'est toi qui as écrit ces rêves.
Très inspiré de la vie racontée de Adolf Wolfli.
Okay, okay. So Pierre was, in a sense, wrote that part, but taken from another source. Okay.
Adolf Wolfli, c'est un homme qui était interné pendant 40 ans.
Okay. So Adolf Wolfli, Pierre was saying that the dreams were taken from a source, which was the life of, or the c'était
un artiste d'art brut.
Okay. So an artist called Adolf Wolfli, who
lived 40 years in mental
sanatorium.
A sanatorium, or an asylum.
Un enfant paysan très maltraité par son père, comme l'avait été Joseph.
Okay. So there was il y avait une certaine correspondance
oui.
là.
Okay.
So, okay. There was one other question I was going to ask about. We'll just put it out there. Is that the other thing that's quite interesting is that Pierre is obviously from a fine art background. Okay, and Vincent is a well-known sculptor in France and taught at the École des Beaux-Arts for a very long time. And it was just one thing I just wanted to share with the audience, really, that you have also collaborated on films together, but you've also collaborated on exhibitions, installations. And there was one example that I found particularly interesting, which was the one Simon, Le Métier de Vivre. Mm-hmm. So I just thought, could you maybe just say a couple of words in English about that? Because I was just curious about the difference between making a film out of these very particular sort of conditions, and then the difference between that and making an exhibition or an installation.
Yeah.
Donc ça va si.
Oui, ça va.
Yes, through all these years we have been collaborating constantly, but in different forms, like making this co-realizing films in three, four films together, where he may be making images, or we both make images, or we both write the script and do the editing and so on. So making films. In other, for other films, I just helped him with the script, writing my part. He asked me, can you write this true story of, real stories that he knows. So he asks me to write it, and then I find them in the film, like it happened in Vatoto, or other films like we are still doing now. But on the other hand, twice we had an opportunity to do together a project for a museum or an art center, one in Munich in the French Cultural Center, and another one a year and a half ago in Normandy in a museum, in Louviers. And there the point was to have him go through 30 years of his drawings and objects and gather things which would which could be revived in this project by presented again. And this was the time when I went to Shimla, when he was alone in his farm, where the bees had a disease and were all dying. He lost all his bees during that summer. So each of us wrote a journal, diary.
A diary, yeah.
And then we put the two diaries together and saw what happened on what day, when I was distressed in the high mountains in Himalaya, or he was distressed with his bees, or and so on. So this became the beginning of the exhibition. It goes through literature and through a reference of Cesare Pavese, Le Métier de Vivre,
The Art of Living.
The Art of Living, which was his diary on his table the day when he committed suicide. So this exhibition was his image, his drawings, his objects, my sketchbooks, my sculptures, and we made a film together about what this exhibition receives, the figure of Saint Roch, who was Renaissance sculpture in the museum, left aside. So we used the figure of Saint Roch, patrons of healers, doctors, bakers, weavers, and so on. So we a short film, like an installation, of Simon le Boulanger, where the actual Simon le Boulanger, the actual baker from the neighbor village, is a black man, very black, from Ivory Coast, and is totally unseen in the village because he works when other people sleep, and he works at night, and there is the presence of this black man, African, in a small Norman village without any rejection or any proximity. So this figure appears with the farmers cultivating the wheat for la farine, for the dough,
flour,
with the figure of Saint Roch, etc. So it's a short film, and It was the first important experience to see to have a whole exhibition with different rooms, borrowing from Watteau's piece with this sort of installation with the fern at the end of the film, and so on.
That's extremely helpful, Vincent. Thank you very much, because I think it does also give a different
and extremely confused.
No. It was perfect. I understood every word, or I misunderstood every word, but it was perfect. Ça va?
Ouais.
Ok. Donc, je crois qu'on faudrait quand même avoir des questions du public.
Yes.
Ok. J'ai même écrit questions venant du public. So, could we have questions? And again, I mean, we will try to obviously to summarize and translate without betraying the essence of what you want to say. So, do we have any questions, Richard?
Abusive childhood and the redemptive character of animals in releasing you from the horrors of abuse are a part of the film.
Mm-hmm.
Animals, monkeys, cats, and Toto all do that function in the film. But the animals don't benefit from this. The monkeys are up for a cull. Toto's in prison, and the cats are abandoned after Joseph presumably dies. So what do the animals get out of it?
Ok, donc la question de Richard c'était, d'une part il y a cette présence d'enfance abusive, donc des enfants qui ont beaucoup souffert, et d'autre part il y a la notion que les animaux puissent jouer un rôle rédemptif, de rédemption, pour les personnes qui auraient souffert. Alors, la question de Richard, c'est dans un premier temps de reconnaître cette structure, cette thématique, si tu veux. Mais la deuxième partie de sa question, c'est et qu'est-ce qu'il y a là-dedans pour les animaux? Parce que est-ce que les animaux sont en quelque sorte sacrifiés pour que pour que cette souffrance soit expiée. C'est-à-dire que finalement, Toto est.
Les singes sont en train de.
On va massacrer les singes, Toto est en prison.
Les
chats sont abandonnés.
Abandonnés, et Toto est emprisonné.
J'aurais d'abord commencé par dire ceci dit que quand j'ai pensé à Vincent et Joseph, avec ou autour de Madeleine, je ne sais pas si de façon si consciente j'avais réalisé qu'ils avaient chacun une relation particulière avec un animal, déjà d'une, et qu'ils aient une relation, tous les trois, difficile à l'autorité et notamment au père. Je ne suis pas sûr d'être allé les chercher pour ça, hein, pas même, je ne pense pas, quoi.
Donc, je traduis. Oui. So, Pierre's first response to Richard's question is to say that he didn't consciously start with a structure. When he thought of having Vincent's story and Joseph's story in parallel with Madeleine's story, he didn't start with an idea of that there would be these kind of parallels of childhood, a problematic relationship to authority, and then some kind of relationship with animals as a kind of maybe a release from that.
Which releases a flowering of other kind of love.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Mm. Donc tu dis que c'était pas conscient. Dès le départ, c'était pas un.
Ça n'a pas été immédiat, ça n'a pas été le.
C'était pas un schéma avec lequel tu as commencé.
Non. Voilà. C'est-à-dire qu'il n'y avait pas de. Il n'y avait pas de thématique.
Ok.
Voilà. Yeah. Après, pour parler des animaux et la place des animaux, d'abord, Toto, c'est quand même ce qui pouvait lui arriver de mieux, en fait, parce qu'il est dans un parc animalier, dans une forêt domaniale, avec ses congénères et. Et d'habitude, ça se termine plus mal.
Okay,
okay. So c'est pas en prison.
Tu vois, c'est pas.
So he's not. He hasn't been killed.
C'est pas la vie sauvage, mais c'est pas.
Yeah, well, he hasn't been killed, and he's not. He's not, you know, in prison. He's in a kind of park with his friends.
Bon.
But
ensuite.
They could have been worse. Yeah. 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 Points, they could have been worse.
Ensuite, les singes. On a appris la veille de partir, en fait, que la chasse était ouverte aux singes. Mm-hmm. Moi, j'allais là-bas en imaginant que les singes, ils étaient juste sacralisés, quoi.
So it was the end of the time that you were filming in India, that the last day that you
la veille de partir.
Okay, the day before you left, that there was this plan to cull.
Donc c'est rentré dans le scénario.
The monkey. So then at that point it came into the.
Après, ce que je peux dire de l'état du règne animal, comme on dit en général, moi je suis horrifié, quoi. Horrifié de la maltraitance, de la disparition de je ne sais combien d'espèces, soit disparues, soit en voie de disparition. Bon, c'est l'horreur.
So on the more general point of the condition of animals, Pierre is saying, probably not a surprise, that he is, you know, horrified by the mistreatment of animals and by the general kind of disappearance of so many different types of animals.
J'ai tendance à considérer les animaux comme des êtres à part entière, comme les humains, à peu près.
Yes, well, I think that's clear from this film and from other films, that I think Pierre doesn't necessarily make a great distinction between humans and animals in terms of what they, how he feels for them and how they, what they represent to him. Okay, so maybe another question? So the lady at the back.
The film is filled with references to art. So my question would be, is the art a medium to embrace and to interpret unusual, extraordinary? Because arrival of turtle breaks certain routine and definitely reevaluates certain understanding of what a boar is. I mean, the village understands boar as an animal that's hunted because it's a pest, whereas here is a woman who loves the animal. So is art a medium to explain the situation and in a way deal with the situation in the most humane way?
How can I put that into French? Yeah. So the question. First of all, the question was to do with the function of art. Donc, c'est la fonction de l'art. Est-ce que la fonction de l'art, c'est de donner un statut différent à l'animal, à Toto en particulier? Parce que sinon, la vision des gens du village, c'est que Toto est quelque chose qu'il faut juste. Effacer, enlever. Et est-ce que donc, c'est peut-être aussi cette notion de rédemption, je pense, peut-être que j'ai cherché dans la question. Mm. Est-ce que c'est la fonction de l'art de donner une autre valeur à l'animal?
Pas seulement à l'animal, à la vie.
À la vie en général. Right. Okay, so it wouldn't just be a question of in relation to animals, but to in relation to life in general. Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. Donc c'est aussi l'idée que ce que dit la dame, c'est que elle a l'impression que dans le film, il y a aussi une sorte de l'importance de saisir la vie, de profiter de la vie, de prendre du plaisir dans la vie. Et est-ce que ça c'est quelque chose que l'art peut donner aux gens?
Oui.
C'est-à-dire que on revient au point de départ en fait, parce que faire de l'art, c'est aussi l'art de vivre en quelque sorte.
Oui,
c'est les deux sont ensemble.
Okay.
So it's making art and, you know, the art of life are kind of the same thing. Well, that would be the kind of.
Alors, ce que je peux dire aussi quand même, et peut-être le cinéma en particulier, parce que ce n'est pas ma seule pratique, parce que je suis aussi plasticien, de travailler avec les amis, avec les proches, avec les animaux, avec les êtres, Moi, je pense que l'amitié, l'amour, je pense que c'est un travail et que l'art peut être un travail qui nourrit l'amitié et l'amour.
Yeah, that's a very interesting point. So, non, mais ça va. Ça, je pense que c'est très clair. Hein. So, on this idea of kind of the art of living and so forth, is that Pierre makes an interesting point that he's also you know, an artist in the sense of other forms of visual art, other plastic art. But he says particularly maybe with cinema, insofar as cinema allows you to live friendships, relationships, collaborations with people, with places, with things, with animals, and that particular, maybe cinema has that particular kind of sense of combining the making of art with the art of life, if you like, and particularly in relation to love and friendship. So, and I must confess, it is one of the things that comes through. C'est quelque chose qu'on voit très clairement en regardant ou en re-regardant Fatoto, mais aussi dans d'autres films que tu as fait, c'est cette importance de l'amour et de l'amitié comme une force vitale. Right. So that seems like an extremely positive note on which to finish, is this question of the importance of love and friendship. Sorry, was there another question?
Pierre wanted to mention the choice of having different voices for the characters.
Oh, oui. Est-ce que tu pourrais dire quelque chose sur cette idée d'avoir les voix?
Oui, bien sûr.
Oui, merci. Right. Merci.
Oui, parce que comme je te disais, ça a été un enjeu assez vite.
Oui.
C'est venu assez vite. Je voulais, alors c'est pas une voix qui double, c'est pas une voix qui remplace, puisqu'on entend toujours les deux voix, mais je pense que on pense sa vie avec une voix un peu différente que celle avec laquelle on parle. Et je voulais donner cette idée là de distance.
It's a very simple but a very interesting idea and quite a novel idea. Which is to say, so as you have noticed, Madeleine, it's the voice of Madeleine, but then you also hear Françoise Lebrun, and pour la plupart, c'est des voix assez connues, comme, parce que c'est
oui,
Rufus.
Parce que j'avais en vue, en fait...
Et toi, c'est Jean-Pierre Thévenin?
Françoise Thévenin, c'est...
Oh, Vincent. Pardon.
Moi, c'est Grégory Gadebois, oui.
Ouais.
Mais j'avais envie que ce soit éventuellement des voix qu'on identifie au cinéma, à l'imaginaire du cinéma, ou...
So they're quite. I get a bit tangled there. But the idea was Pierre's, again, it's a very simple idea, that when you live your life, you also have a kind of an interior voice, that is maybe a voice that's maybe, you know, telling you a story about what you're doing, and so the idea of having those double voices isn't a split. C'est kind of c'est plutôt enrichir quelque chose. Oui. C'est pas un appauvrissement. C'est pas ça que je veux dire. Mais c'est pas une fissure. C'est pas une sorte de deux voix différentes.
Non.
C'est une voix qui s'ajoute à la première voix.
Oui.
C'est ça. Donc c'est un enrichissement.
Oui. Que j'appelle voix fictionnelle ou voix romanesque.
Oui.
Parce que je pense que, enfin, je ne fais que redire la même chose, c'est que quand on se raconte sa vie, en fait, on ne se la raconte évidemment jamais justement. Soit on l'assombrit, soit on lui donne plus de bonheur, ou je ne sais pas, mais. Je pense que personne n'arrive à se raconter sa vie.
C'est une question de mémoire, je crois que vous voulez dire que. Quand on se rappelle que quelqu'un qui nous a parlé, c'est toujours un peu différent
de
la voix.
Bien sûr. Parce que ça a à voir avec le passé aussi.
Oui, oui. Et la distance, mais aussi la distance entre la réalité et la mémoire.
Oui.
It's also true. The voice you hear in your head is not the same as the voice.
So the way you remember a voice of someone is different from, you know, someone, the way they actually spoke, but I think he's saying also the time that's passed also sometimes.
Absolutely,
changes
that. I think it's about actualizing this fictional self that we all have, you know.
Et par exemple, tu demandais tout à l'heure si c'était la vérité l'histoire de Vincent. Ou, évidemment, ce sont nos vraies vies et nos vraies histoires, Et en même temps, c'est pas nous, parce que évidemment, on ne dit rien de nous, et je dis rien de Madeleine, et je dis rien de Joseph. Enfin, je dis quelque chose, mais je dis pas tout.
Non,
on dit pas tout. Okay. La part d'autobiographie, c'est très.
Well, it's I think what you're saying is it's not it's a very nuanced kind of relationship between what might be seen as a kind of a basic authenticity and a basic truth, and how that then is transformed through storytelling. But I think what Pierre is trying to say is he's not trying to tell the true story of the life of Madeleine, or the true story of Pierre, or the true story of anybody. It's a kind of a donc c'est une sorte de dynamique, un équilibre entre différents éléments. Okay, so one question from you, and then we need to think about the time.
There's a scene where the intriguing scene where there's they both walk into a restaurant and they sit down, and you know, you're served and it's very calm, and you're like, oh well, there's this big table there, and there's, you know, they're expecting lots of people, and suddenly there's a whole bunch of men. They're all men, very noticeably.
Hunters.
Like male party. Okay, are they hunters? Yeah. So that's what. So there's a sinister thing where they're talking about animals and hunting boars and all that. So that's very interesting. I don't know if you wanted to say something
voilà
about that scene.
Oui, le fait que c'est très calme et très tranquille, et vous êtes là tous les deux, puis et puis tout d'un coup,
l'éruption,
il y a l'autre table, les chasseurs, et je disais juste, je précisais à la dame que c'était des chasseurs.
Et Dux,
oui.
Ouais,
et
Dux, c'était
mais il y a un air un peu sinistre, que quand elle, c'est très subtil, mais il commence juste normalement à parler, mais après il commence à parler de la chasse en fait, de, et surtout il mentionne. Le boar, comme on dit en français.
Sanglier.
Cochon.
Sanglier.
Sanglier.
Oui, exactement. Et surtout le caméra, ça focus vraiment dans les visages, un peu. C'était une scène intéressante. Et je voulais juste. Une scène. Ouais. Est-ce que vous vouliez faire un commentaire là?
Oui, oui. Alors.
Parce que ça s'est arrêté, c'était vraiment. Sans l'interprétation trop. La scène c'était vraiment. It was just thrown in. He didn't have a lot of interpretation in the movie. Like it was the narrator's voice. It was kind of just.
Okay. Tu veux dire deux mots là-dessus,
you know.
Sur cette scène, précisément.
Mais ce qu'elle a d'importante, mais je ne sais pas si c'est très éclairant formellement, mais pour moi elle est très importante et tout le film est fait comme ça. C'est que ce sont des vrais chasseurs. Avec lesquels, dont certains d'ailleurs sont des amis, alors que je n'aime pas la chasse, j'ai des amis chasseurs et pour qui parfois je travaille, enfin pas pour la chasse, mais pour des plantations d'arbres, etc. Donc ce film, il est comme une grande communauté. Je passe tout à coup aux acteurs connus comme Xavier Beauvois par exemple, ou Catherine Mouchet. En fait, ce sont des acteurs qui habitent le village et. Il est vraiment question du territoire où on se croise les uns les autres, et de mettre les chasseurs dans ce film-là, et ça veut dire les mettre aussi à un moment donné en tant que spectateur dans une salle, et se retrouver dans un film avec des hommes en train de s'embrasser dans un sauna par exemple, c'est très étrange.
C'est une expérience à tenter.
Oui, c'est une expérience à tenter.
So the point being that and so I think it's it's an important point in terms of what I call Pierre's method, which is that for him, okay, the guys who come into the restaurant and who are talking about hunting, Pierre says, I do not like hunting, as you probably imagine. However, these are people with whom Pierre shares communal life in the village, for whom they're friends, they're people for whom he's even been employed. In certain situations, so I think the thing, and it's also, so Pierre is saying it's important of the kind of the community that his work is taking place in a community, and it's not all smooth and simple and loving, but it's interesting for him also to have, because often the films are shown locally, to have those guys come back and watch the film, and to see themselves on the screen, but also to see the scene of the sauna with. The men kissing in the sauna, and that's kind of part of the experience as well, to see how they will see themselves represented on screen, but also see maybe aspects of life that they wouldn't necessarily find particularly common in their own experience.
But surprisingly, in a small village like that, the homosexuality seems like it's pretty cool. People are cool with it, which is interesting.
Well, you ask these guys.
Yeah. And secondly, just so, more as a viewer, maybe I'm not used to too much, like I haven't seen many films where this complexity of like trying to recreate something that was a true story. So basically, obviously, this is real, this is you, and Madeleine is the real Madeleine. So I didn't know if there were any actors involved in the filming, or everyone was playing themselves,
okay,
apart from the voices.
Okay.
I don't know if it's not quite a documentary. It's, you know.
So the question is, ça porte sur les acteurs. Alors, Vincent est un acteur dans le film, mais est-ce qu'il y a des acteurs professionnels qui ont été embauchés pour jouer tel ou tel rôle? C'est ça la question.
No.
Or even non-professional. Vincent, he's not an actor. He's playing himself, isn't he?
Vincent is.
Are they a couple?
Vincent is acting, but he's acting his own role.
Yeah.
That's the point. Vincent is playing Vincent, but he's clearly acting.
That's what I mean. And that's why there's that ambiguity of like, are there other people who are maybe a stand-in, like, you know, Madeleine.
No, there's no one in that sense.
Everyone's just playing themselves. Well, Madeleine's just being herself, I think.
Madeleine and Monette and myself and Joseph, we are all playing ourselves, real life.
Yeah.
When it comes to the la mairie, the town hall, where the mayor and talks to his les conseillers municipaux.
Where they're all silent and the words are.
Yes. So they are neighbors and friends and eventually actors or filmmakers like Xavier Beauvois and his wife, but they act.
So they are adopting a role, which is different from who they really are. Okay. Yeah.
So these are the only characters.
So the mayor is not in the film. Someone else playing.
It's another. The mayor is, and it's interesting to know that the mayor is the former husband of Madeleine. He's the 18 years old handsome man who kidnapped her.
Sabine Autepin, qui est friend of Madeleine. C'est la.
She's Sabine Autepin, who.
C'est la nouvelle femme de l'ex-mari de Madeleine.
So, and she is a real friend
village,
in life.
This is village gossip. We've reached a point where now in village gossip.
Sabine is the lady you see at the end when she, with Madeleine.
When they talk about perfume.
Okay.
So listen, I'm just conscious of the fact we need to stop because apart from anything else, we have a session at the ICA. So I just wanted to say a great thank you to Pierre once again. It's been lovely, lovely having you here, okay? And Vincent, it's been lovely having you. It's been lovely getting to know you as well. And may this be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Well, merci. Merci. Oh, merci à toi.
Ah, et merci à moi.